Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
Brooke, I have a question.
Okay.
Looking back on your dating history, how many boyfriends, roughly, would you say you stole away from your friends?
None, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on, Brooke. Don't use the I was too ugly excuse again.
No, I did get asked for their number a lot, but never, not as often mine.
So you were a wing woman.
They wanted your friends.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, and I thought they'd were hitting on me, and then they'd be like, your friend's really cute. And I'm like, man.
Okay, you were the stepping stone to the better thing.
I was much shorter and not as gorgeous as they are.
Okay, again, I said the too ugly excuse. You keep using that. We've heard it. You lived it. Can we just get past it?
Can we just say Brooke is more
approachable? You asked me, and you wanted an answer, and then you get mad at the answer, Jeffrey.
I only asked because one of our listeners is thinking of going out with a guy that her friend went out with previously.
Oh, interesting.
But there's a twist to it, and we're going to find that out soon. But first, let's talk to Maya. Maya, how you doing?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, Maya. I don't know if I want to know about your friend first or the guy first, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of tea already.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. Why don't you tell us how it all happened?
Yeah, it's all kind of like intertwined, so you'll get both in one story. So this was a couple weeks ago. I'm like doing some errands. I'm at the drugstore minding my own business.
Yeah.
I get a call from my friend. She's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing, just running errands. And she's like, so I'm going on this Tinder date in like literally 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance you can just swing by and do like an oh, hi, you know, just in case it's going terrible, then I can just like extract her, you know, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like play dumb, like, oh, I never meant to walk in at this exact time while you're at that table.
Plus, it's a good wellness check.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Make sure he's not too crazy.
I'm like, yeah, girl, I got you. Let me get these tampons and I'll head right over.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Maybe a little TMI on that, but that's all right. So let's focus more on the dating situation and less on what's happening to your bodies. So you go to this place and meet up with your friend and her date.
Yeah, so I do the oh hi, and we're acting like we haven't, you know, we're putting on this whole thing.
That's really funny.
Are you guys like at a coffee shop? Where are you?
It was like at a bar. There was like a happy hour situation.
Okay.
Did you clock the guy's reaction when you walked in? Did he seem annoyed?
No, he seemed not bothered by it. It seemed like
good.
He played it off. Like, I'm an actress, you guys.
I mean, I feel like it's good to know.
She said, I'm an actress.
I feel like it's good to see that your date has, like, friends. Like, that would be a negative.
That's
it's like
true. Yeah. Oh, you're known around here.
Yeah. So, wait, did your friend need rescuing from this guy?
No. Well, okay, so I thought it was just going to be, like, me in and out saying hi and, like, dipping. But then she was like, oh, do you want to join us? And I was like, well, I'm here to help my friend, so I guess if she asks me to join, I'm going to join, right?
Okay.
And I ended up staying on this date with them for like a full hour. It was a whole date.
An
hour?
That
is so funny.
You're a great friend.
Was she not feeling him then?
I mean, I don't. Here's the thing. I definitely didn't feel like a third wheel. I actually kind of felt like me and him were hitting it off a little bit more than she and him. Because, again, this man is a stranger to her, you know? So, who knows? But, that was kind of the vibe I was getting. But, it all goes fine. It wasn't weird or uncomfortable. I was like, oh, he's cute. He's, a good hang, you know?
Okay. Do we know the guy's name yet?
Yeah, his name's Finn.
Finn.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you thought that you and Finn were vibing a little bit better than he was with your friend.
But you didn't get his number.
Presumably. No. So we go our separate ways. I didn't act on it at all. It was just kind of this feeling I had that, it seemed like me and him were hitting it off in that way, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a couple of days later, I talked to my friend, and I'm like, oh, what's going on with you and Finn? And she's like, nothing. He's not texting me back. I don't know. Maybe it's not there.
Okay. And she was okay with that, it sounds like. It's like, whatever, move on.
I mean, I feel like she's a little bothered by it because obviously it's annoying when somebody ghosts you, but I didn't get the feeling that, she thought there was, fireworks flying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But you're saying that you felt fireworks happening between you and Finn?
I felt a little something. Okay. So I went into detective mode.
And
I find him on social media and I get his number.
Oh, so you DM'd him.
No, I didn't do anything. I'm just hoping you guys will call him and do the dirty work for me.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I feel really comfortable doing this.
Because we don't have the friend's blessing? Is that why?
Well,
why?
There's that. She hasn't gotten the green light from her friend to call.
Yeah.
And also, the guy doesn't necessarily even know that there was a connection happening.
Right, it's going to be a totally out
of the
blue call.
We're blindsiding him with this.
But why wouldn't you just text him first?
Or ask your friend.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I waited 2 weeks. He's not texting her back. She doesn't seem that torn up about it. And I do feel like she's a good enough friend that she'll be cool about it. But, I mean, yeah, you're right. I didn't get her blessing.
Okay.
But
Okay.
As far as the guy goes, honestly, if he's not into it, it's not a big deal. It was one weird date situation, and I just kind of felt like we were hitting off. And if I was wrong, I'm fine with it. It's not crazy deep, you know?
Okay, so it's no pressure.
She's kind of an ask forgiveness later type of lady.
Sure. And if she can't forgive you, then it's always easy to find yourself a new best friend
and
replace her. So we'll work on that.
Easy. Uh-huh.
First, we're going to call this guy and try and get you a second date update. We'll do it right after this.
Second date update.
You know what best friends do? They show up when you need them.
That's
to
right.
Be your wing woman on a first date so that they can have your back.
Yeah,
that's right,
that's
Jeffrey.
What they're for.
And if that doesn't go well, they'll swoop in and date that guy for you.
That's a really good friend.
That doesn't feel good.
Alexis, right? I'm sure Brooke would do that for you. Any guy
sure
that you're
too.
Dating, she is one phone call away.
I think they do it to each other. Let's be real.
I've seen Alexis's type. Oof.
What?
Quite a mess.
Agree.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't text you back, don't be bitter, bro. Yeah.
Oh, look at you started, Jeff.
What a beautiful friendship between you two.
They really are
so
friends.
Funny.
I swear they are.
But see, that's what one of our listeners, Maya, is about to try with us here, because she was the third wheel on a date the other night. She observed, she supported, and now she's just checking to see if maybe Finn liked her more.
Oh, God.
You know, typical best friend stuff.
Oh,
who
Jeff.
Says women are cruel to each other?
Oh.
Not me.
No one has
Not
ever.
Me, that's
Jeff?
For sure.
Oh, you don't think a guy would do this?
Never.
Oh, no. Come on.
I did not have an old roommate model who would sleep with girls after I tried to.
I'm sure you
never.
Did it.
Not four times, Tristan, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you're still friends, and that's the important part, right?
Yeah, so, for now. Feel good about this, Maya?
Well, not after hearing y'all say all of that.
Sorry, that was mostly Brooke that probably dampened the mood there.
What are you talking about?
About
that
her
was
trying
so
to swoop in on Alexis.
You.
That was very rude. I get that. But no, we're here to have your back because we want to be your best friend.
Well, and to be fair, I didn't say she was my best friend.
Okay.
Ouch.
Hopefully she doesn't hear this.
You said best.
I think we should just go with it at this point.
Yeah. Got a lot of loyalty.
We're already making
here.
Something.
All right.
And remember, her friend does not know that we're doing this, that we're reaching out to the guy.
The guy doesn't know that we have his number.
No.
So there's a lot of unknowns in this one.
A lot of surprises in store, but we like that on
but
this show.
He put it on his social media. If you're just tuning in, it's,
So let's reach out to him right now, see if he answers, and see what he has to say. Here we go. is this Finn?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, you don't... Well, maybe you do know me. My name is Jeff from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, Finn, you're on the show right now. Welcome.
Yo. Why?
we need content, bro.
I like your directness, Finn.
Yeah.
I applaud that.
Don't worry, it's for a good reason. It means that somebody who's a listener of our show really likes you.
Who?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember you went out on a date with a girl a couple weeks ago?
You're going to have to be more specific.
Okay. Well,
happy hour?
Yeah, you guys went to a bar and did happy hour, and while you were there on the date, her friend came in randomly and sat with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like the friend hung out for like an hour.
Was your name Maya?
Yeah.
The friend's name was, yeah.
How did that date go in your eyes? Like, what did you think of it?
We were all just sort of having a good time together and hanging out at the bar, playing like... I'm sorry. What did you guys say your name was again? Why is this happening?
It sounds like you're having a good day already, my
man.
Yeah,
having some Irish coffees this morning.
Okay,
that's good. Coffee,
to answer your original question, remember, we're Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and the reason we're calling you...
It's hard to explain.
It's like, how do I ask this?
It's part of a second date update, but it's...
Yeah. Okay, Finn, so you know your date, like you had the friend that came in and joined you. What did you think of the friend?
Of Maya.
Right.
I mean, she was cute. She's kind of cool. It's kind of weird. You don't usually go on dates with three people unless, you know, you're like Italian and wear those kind of shoes and stuff.
Like a mob? Like, what do you mean? Right.
Don't ask questions.
Unless you're like,
I think we get it.
Okay.
I'm getting the vibe that you had a good time with everybody.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's cool. In fact, Caitlin, I've sort of been, like, hanging out with her a little bit.
Wait,
you've been hanging out with Caitlin, who you were on the date with?
Maya's friend?
Yeah. Oh. You know, she's kind of cool. We sort of hit it off. We went on a few other dates. We went to, like, the movies. And
did Maya lie to us?
And she met my mom.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. She met your mom?
Okay.
So you're, like, dating Caitlin right now.
Yeah.
Trust me, if I could have kept my mom from meeting her, I would have.
Okay. We're not judging
fault.
You.
We did not know a lot of that.
Yeah.
And
dude, that's shady.
I don't think that Maya knew that either.
Or did she?
Well,
I'm sorry. I really don't know what the is going on right now.
Yeah.
Neither do we.
Yeah, I'm confused too.
You don't know? Are you sure?
No, I mean, it sounds like he's saying that my friend just lied to me that she's been seeing him and has, in fact, met his mom while telling me that he's ghosting her. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay. So,
wow, Maya, thank you for that beautiful reset. I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Actually, yeah, you want to host a show for a day or two?
But Finn, that's Maya, who has been waiting and listening in on the other phone line wanting to talk to you.
No.
I mean, Maya told me that you haven't responded to any of her calls or texts for like 2 weeks. And I mean, honestly, I did think you and I were hitting it off. So I was like, maybe he was more into me than her. But it sounds like I was totally wrong. And my friend is, I guess, a little insecure about us maybe hitting it off. I don't know.
It sounds like she's lying to you, so you stay away from
him. Look at what her friend is doing.
I think she was insecure for a reason.
Yeah.
If she had told me she was dating him, I obviously wouldn't have reached out. Like, it actually did have
to happen. Why is you guys calling me?
Well, we didn't know any of this, bro.
I'm sorry. We thought that you weren't talking to Caitlin at all. We thought that you were totally single and available.
I'm going to have to move to another town, change my name.
No, you don't have to go that far, dude.
I don't think it's that serious, man.
Why wouldn't Caitlin want her friend to know about that?
I don't get it either.
Oh, weird.
Really?
She doesn't want her friend to go do this. Exactly what's happening.
Yeah, but if she knew they were dating, I mean, I think I'm on Maya's side on this one. Like,
no, I would have just not gone for it at all. I would have just been like, okay, cool. They hit it off. I was wrong.
That's true.
Finn, can you like step in and give us a little bit of clarity here? We're all really confused.
I feel like Caitlin felt like you were coming on too strong, you know, and it was her date. So, I mean,
fair enough. I don't know. I mean, it did feel like you and I were hitting it off. I tried to downplay it, but maybe I didn't do a good job of that. I don't know.
I think she saw the connection happening between us, and she was scared it was going to take away from our connection.
Okay.
Okay, so I wasn't wrong about the connection then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you read that right.
I mean, that's something.
And what's funny is Caitlin also read it right.
Yeah. But Caitlin,
I guess so.
Caitlin did, I think, call dibs based on the swiping, so.
I mean, but that's fine. Like I said, this was low stakes. Like, if he wasn't into it, he's not into it. If he's not into it because he's with my friend, that's fine.
Well, and think of it as a benefit. You're going to be taken off of her emergency list on a future date. She's not going to want you there.
Yeah, no more poppies.
No more impromptu date.
No. Oh my God, this is going to be so embarrassing to explain to Caitlin later.
Are you going to talk to your friend? Are you going
to
call
Oh
Caitlin?
No, can I explain it to
her? I mean, I'm going to have to. She may already know. If she's in the car right now, she could be listening for all I know.
Maybe you guys can sit down all together and explain it and figure it out when we send you out on another date.
We would
pay for three people to go to a happy hour and hash it out.
What? He's Why laughing. Are you laughing? You said it was a good time.
Finn had a blast.
Well, it was when it wasn't all awkward. Now it sounds terrible.
Okay.
Well, you just add alcohol to that, and I'm sure it'll get better.
If you really want, we can see you and Caitlin at different tables, and we'll have Finn go back and forth. Just sit down 5 minutes apiece. You up for that, Finn?
Yeah, it'll be like Mrs. Doubtfire.
This is Doubtfire.
You are a strange man, Finn.
Whatever you've been doing this morning, do less of it, I think.
Yeah.
Before you meet up with Caitlin.
Well, I've been working since 5 a.m.
You've been working.
Oh, okay.
I don't know on what.
Working like a grow operation?
All right. Well, it sounds like we're going to send you guys out on another date. Congratulations.
No, I think they said no. They said no.
No, I'm not saying yes to that. That's crazy. Yeah. Also, he seems like he's on something.
Okay. Yeah. So clearly, Maya's being sarcastic. She can't wait to sit down with you and Caitlin and fight to the finish. Whoever comes out on top wins Finn's heart.
Can one of you guys in the studio just smack him for me?
I'm not on.
Crazy. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You got a text 75592 that says, "I like Finn. He sounds fun."
Fun is the right word.
Yeah, you argue that.
Apparently, our listeners are trying to swoop in on Finn, too. Never ends. And weird, a lot of the texts are coming from Brooke's phone number.
I am not interested in Finn.
You act on the air like Finn's some random stoner degenerate, but off the air, you're like, oh, Finn.
Didn't you see Radio Insight's latest article
that I'm the 98th most up-and-coming female radio host under age 60? Ooh.
I dated a dozen Finns when I was like 23. Been there, done that. Do not need them back.
Mama has experience, Finn. You should be with me.
You are so weird.
Look at a lot of texts, Finn, on this one. So it's resonating with people. I don't know if it's in a good way.
That is not a healthy friendship. At all.
I know. They're keeping secrets from each other.
Oh my God. Swooping in on each other's men.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm hoping that we get an update from this situation, though, someday.
An update of what? If he's still dating Caitlin?
Dude, why don't we ask her to make the Awkward Tuesday call to her friend on the air?
God. Oh, it could happen.
That would have been great. Like,
disaster.
Hey, I'm dating. Yeah, maybe not. You're right, Brooke.
Disasters are our bread and butter, Brooke. We love that here. So if you're a disaster walking around out there, email the show. We'll call that person who isn't calling you back. And check out all of our disaster second date updates wherever you get your podcasts at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.